If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. One of the things I've been talking about on this show for a while, because anybody can talk about the news of the day, but why the news of the day matters to you, that's why you're here. That's why I wake up in the morning. You all have real jobs. I talk for a living, okay? You all have real jobs. You're getting it done. My job is to explain to you why things matter. The reason I've explained to you the media engages in these constant fear porn campaigns over the Delta variant, the Omicron variant, the Gamma variant, the new variant, Delta 5 variant. It's like a Greek fraternity. The reason they do this is they want to soften you up. They need you scared. Only people who are scared voluntarily give up their freedom. The media are full-time liberal activists. There's nothing liberal activists want more than to have you scared so you'll voluntarily surrender your freedom. Your body sovereignty, you'll allow them to inject you with a vaccine, whether you want it or not. People only do that and give up sovereignty over their own body when they're scared. It's a constant fear porn campaign. Now, I told you liberals love this. That's why you see liberals engaged in the fear porn campaigns every time a variant comes out. And you see conservatives saying, everyone calm down. Please calm down. Everyone. Panic will not get us through the day. Liberals are the ones. Everyone's going to die. Everyone. They're the ones doing that. Now, I've been saying to you for a couple weeks now that this is clearly an orchestrated strategy, and I'm calling them the body blows to freedom. The left is slowly chipping away at all of your freedoms, your economic freedom, your healthcare freedom, the freedom to send your kid to a school you want, the freedom to run your business like you want, the freedom for banks to give loans who they want. The left is chipping at all that, and the gold standard of chipping away at freedom is going to be chipping away at the freedom of your body sovereignty. When the left can get you to believe that you are not sovereign over your own body and what goes into your body, ladies and gentlemen, when they get you to believe that, it is over. The game over. The verdict is in. Freedom lost. Here's Glenn Greenwald last night on Tucker. He's asked about this new 7-day quarantine that's supposedly being proposed by the Biden administration if you travel back to the United States, even after a negative test or if you're vaccinated, right? And Greenwald says, like, hey, man, it feels like we're being conditioned here for something. Yes, yes, we are. Check this out.
As an American who lives abroad, what's your reaction to this?
I was just thinking about that I have several trips planned. And it is hard to express or put into words how divorced the discourse around COVID is in the United States from the science that we were all supposed to follow. If you have a negative test, if you're vaccinated, what conceivable justification is there for even considering such a grave deprivation of liberty as forcing you for 7 days to lose the core freedom of movement over a virus that we're told there's an effective vaccine for? I feel like we're being trained to simply accept the assertion of any authority in the name of safety without even questioning it any longer.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Joe. They're the Soviet Nazis. Good time. We haven't heard that in a long time. Good. I liked it. Perfect timing for the intro to the Soviet Nazis. This is exactly what's happening.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. I really, genuinely wish that moderate, sane Democrats, if there are any left out there, you would see what is happening. This has nothing to do with a vaccine or a variant, nothing. They are training you to automatically respond to an increased government presence in your life. Wear a mask, get the mandate, give us your money, give us your kids, give us your health care. They're training you to just by instinct respond and say, yes, sir, and never question it. And people are falling right in line. Not the conservatives or liberty lovers who listen to the show, but the so-called moderate Democrats are playing along with this game. This has nothing to do with the vaccine. It was the Democrats questioning the vaccine while Trump was in office. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed is Biden's in office now. It was never about the vaccine. It's a body blow to freedom. They are softening you up. They want you. You ever box? Keep your hands up. When you start hitting people in the body, the elbows go down. You want to protect the ribs. And what happens? Boom, right in the face. They're softening you up. It's so transparently obvious. This happens slowly, this process. It doesn't happen overnight. Ladies and gentlemen, when freedom disappears, the people trying to take your freedom, liberals, their activist friends in the media, big government socialists, the squad crowd, the Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden posse, they don't want to create a foil, a diamond on a black background. They don't want to create a sharp contrast. What do you mean, Dan? When they take your freedom, they don't do it right away because then you know it's gone. If one day they tell you, hey, you're not allowed to drive anymore, you'd notice your car was missing. You'd be like, well, that sucks. I don't want to walk to the grocery store. So what they do is they chip away slowly and slowly with new regulations, making it more tedious. Here it's going to be tough to get a car. You got to get this kind of car. It's got to be at this cost. You're going to get a subsidy for this. They slowly chip away at these things over time so that you don't notice the loss of freedom. It's kind of like when you lose weight gradually, you don't notice anything. You don't. You lose a pound a week for 52 weeks. You don't notice anything. And yet you see a friend you haven't seen in a year like, oh my gosh, you lost a lot of weight. They notice it. We're the ones who, we're those people. We're the friend. The liberals are the guy losing each week a little bit of their freedom, and they're not noticing any of it. In order to do that, though, they need to recruit useful idiots in the culture to slowly chip away at your freedom and body sovereignty. That's why this vaccine mandate is so central to them. That's why they've drawn a red line over this vaccine mandate. They want to get you to believe you're not sovereign. You are not lord over your own body. And if you are not sovereign over your own body, you have nothing. They need useful idiots to do it. Here's one of them yesterday, just a clown, Jim Cramer, on whatever show he does on whatever network. I don't watch it. But Jim Cramer, who claims to be some stock tip guy, here's one of those useful idiots with the assist right here, who apparently has no idea about how the efficacy of the vaccine sadly have gone down and is all in for this vaccine mandate and suggests here what, like the military should be involved? Here, this is a useful idiot. This is how they chip away slowly but surely without creating a foil effect right away. Check this out.
Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
He's like, isn't this guy supposed to be talking about stock investment? No, he's a genius. He's so far outside his lane. I spoke to, Steve Dace yesterday, I think, on the radio. I think it was him who said this on my radio show. And was it Dace or some? Forgive me if I'm getting it wrong. But the point is valid regardless. He said, the problem we're living with now. Oh, no, it was a caller. It was a caller to the radio show. It was a great call, too. Is that people are constantly getting outside their lane. They're getting outside their lane and encroaching on the lane of individual liberty. Your life is yours. Your choices are yours. As long as you don't break the law and violate the civil rights of someone else, leave me the F alone. Thank you. But now you've got people in one lane. Jim Cramer, supposed stock tip advice guy, right? Who I questionably is even that smart on that. Who now has deemed himself a virologist, epidemiologist, and public health expert, talking about getting the military involved in a nationwide vaccine mandate effort that would affect everyone across the country. And it's coming from a stock tip guy? A stock tip guy. You see how the individual lane of liberty is being encroached upon by everyone? By Fauci, by Biden, by bank regulators, by corporate America. All of these people encroaching on your individual rights? Useful idiots. Radical leftists have required useful idiots for the gradual diminution of liberty throughout human history. Jim Cramer fills that role perfectly of a useful idiot, a guy who may be an expert, questionably, in one lane, stock tips, who then inserts himself into public health questions, claiming some, does he even understand the Constitution? You're going to get the military to drag people out of the house to jam a vaccine into their arm? Is this serious? Are you this stupid all the time?
Lord of the idiots.
Really? I mean, seriously. What a dope. Stick with the stock tips, please. I don't even take your stock tips. Here's a bit of good news on this, the vaccine mandate, the body sovereignty issue, folks. I think the tide is turning. I think the federal judiciary system has woken up to this massive overreach of the Biden administration. The Biden administration has taken it upon itself to use two federal bureaucratic entities to institute a vaccine mandate that is so clearly unconstitutional that I believe even Democrat-appointed judges are going to see it soon. Here's a story in the Wall Street Journal. A judge yesterday, Laura Casisto, wrote the story. Judge temporarily blocks Biden vaccine mandate. It was a ruling issued in Louisiana, which questions the constitutionality of the administration's requirement. The Biden administration is using two entities. Pay close attention to this, because Biden can't unilaterally do anything. He's using OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to go and supervise workplaces to institute the vaccine mandate in the workplaces with 100 employees or more. And it's using the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. It's using them to say to hospitals, if you get any funding from us and you don't do a vaccine mandate, we're pulling the funding. Both of those things are on hold because of the courts, because they don't have the authority to do either one of these things. CMS can't withhold funds as punishment. Tried that under Obamacare. And OSHA is supposed to regulate workplace threats. Workplace-specific threats, folks. OSHA can't regulate against the flu because society has a problem and someone might come into work with the flu. That's not a workplace threat or a workplace-specific emergency. That's a general threat. What's OSHA going to do next? Fine people for not eating broccoli because their cholesterol's high? Oh, but a threat to the workplace. Joe, you come in with high cholesterol, you can have a heart attack on the machine. You see what happens? When the government becomes a government run by bureaucrats rather than elected officials, Biden knows this is unconstitutional. He doesn't care. He's telling his goons, tell all these companies, even though the courts have all of this on hold, move ahead anyway. Don't move ahead. Do not move ahead. You are going to lose, companies, and you could be sued later. Hold the line on these dreadful, immoral, unethical, unscientific vaccine mandates. Hold the line.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.